Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen, don't let them entities take up your home. Tripping. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rugs. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, May the 9th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we want to talk about really what we've been talking about in the private show, but we also want to, again, add a little bit of meat to what we're talking about in the private show, and then also assist the people that are not able to, for whatever reasons, to join us on the private show. But if you can, you definitely want to join that. Because we are sharing so much more information when we're talking about building the bridge between heaven and earth. We're talking about establishing the difference between what the Bible says, Father, Son, and Spirit. So how do we establish how do we build a bridge between the Father and the Holy Spirit? Well, we got to use the Son. So we got to use the S-O-N, the S-U-N, and the S-U-M, the Son, and the Sum. So in order to build a bridge between heaven and earth, there is something that we need to do. And a lot of people are not doing it. So that causes a disconnect between heaven and earth. That limits your ability to manifest things on earth. So without understanding causality, you cannot control reality. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of source, the word of God. Brothers and sisters, if you cannot or if you do not overstand under and inner is great, but if you do not overstand causality, you cannot control your reality. Let me say that one more time. If you do not understand, overstand, and understand causality, you cannot control your reality. So how to build a bridge between the spirit realm and the physical realm is what we are going to establish today. So we've been talking about this again on the private shows for everybody that's a part of the private show. You can understand that. And let me see, I'm getting a note saying that the sound is cutting in and out. So let me double check that as well. So when each and every one of us, and you guys let me know if the sound just text me if it doesn't get any better, and then I'll change mics or I'll switch over. Because that's definitely want to make sure that the message today gets through, because it is a very important message. And keep it in mind, brothers and sisters, you know, we are using this system that's based upon the air. And so there may be some type of a, you know, disconnect sometimes. And not necessarily a disconnect, but it may have some interference patterns, so to speak. So today we're talking about understanding the importance of why each and every one of us has a part to play inside of what you and I call our ability to understand source code. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. So I'm checking my sound, and sounds pretty good to me. So, you know, if you do have a problem with the audio, you may have to just disconnect and then call back in for people that are having a problem with the audio. So, brothers and sisters, when we're talking about the spirit realm, most people do not understand the spirit realm. And then when we talk about the soul realm, most people don't understand the soul realm. And so it's very, very important, my brothers and sisters, when we're talking about the spirit and we're talking about the soul, then we're talking about the physical. So you got to understand how the spirit realm works. You have to understand how the soul realm works. And then you got to understand how the fleshly realm works and how to connect those three dots. So the ability to connect those two dots is how you create heaven on earth. So that's your job. Your job is to understand how to create heaven on earth. And again, I did check the sound, so it's coming good. It's coming through okay on my end. So if you are having a problem with the sound, you may have to disconnect and just call right back in. But brothers and sisters, let's break this down. So everybody, we are all spirits. We have possession of a soul, and it's manifesting itself through a body. Let me say that again, because, man, that is, wow. You have a spirit, or you are a spirit. Let me put it that way. You are a spirit. So what kind of a spirit are you? Now, there's a lot of types of spirits out there. And now, if you don't know what kind of a spirit you are, which is based upon the numbers that I gave you, that's based upon the name. Now, remember, the letters of the name establishes the essence of your spirit. Let me say that again. The letters of your name establishes the essence of your spirit. Let me say that again. The letters of your name, your date of birth, your blood type, all of this establishes what type of a spirit you are. So you don't have a spirit. You are a spirit. You're not a soul and you're not a body. You're a spirit. So that's the first problem. The problem is we can't bridge, because the Bible says walk in the spirit and you cannot, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So your flesh has more power than your spirit, because you are spending more time in your flesh than you are in your spirit. So without understanding the causality, you cannot control your reality. Without understanding, see, I'm a soul man. So when I say I'm a soul man, I understand the soul realm. So by understanding the soul realm is the mediator. Why is Hollywood, why is everybody, why is the devil, why does everybody want to possess your soul and not your spirit? Why come nowhere does it say that the devil said he want to possess your body? He want to possess your soul. So why is the emphasis on the soul? Why does the devil want your soul? Why does in all of the movies and everything that it's all about possessing the soul? There's no interest in capturing the spirit. There's no interest in capturing the flesh, because the power is in the soul. And so the cosmogrator knows that, but you don't. So most people don't understand the soul is the most important component, because the soul bridges the gap. This is called soul bridging. This is what we're talking about in the private show. So if you're not a part of demystifying the soul, which is demystifying the cosmos, which is demystifying astronomy, which is demystifying astrotheology, which is demystifying biology. If you don't demystify that, then the inability to understand how the soul realm works. So the soul is very different from the spirit, because your body is composed of specific cells that are made up of not specific atoms. So it's the presence of the spirit that is between the atoms that makes you alive. Let me say that again. This is very important. Father, touch the minds of your people. So the ability to understand that the soul, which is made up of the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect, these are interchangeable. There is a distinct difference between the soul and the spirit and the flesh. So the soul is the ability to animate the life. So the soul is the seat of your senses, your desires, your affections, your appetite, your imaginations. The soul, the spirit, however, is a part, or the spirit connects, or the spirit is God. The spirit is actually God. So the spirit is actually attributes and characteristics. That's what we call God on earth. So God to us, God to me is 6339. God to you is the numbers of your chart. So to the degree that you understand yourself, that's the degree that you understand your God or God. So without understanding causality, you cannot control reality. So since you don't understand causality, what is causality? Causality is the four numbers that comes from the 12 numbers that make up your Dear Kinnear report. So if you don't have a Dear Kinnear report, you don't have God. Now, you ain't got to have my Dear Kinnear report. I mean, I recommend it. It's great. But there's other ways to get in contact with God. You just got to get in contact with yourself. So energy will affect you to the degree that you don't know you. Heavenly Father, touch the minds, wills, emotions, imaginations, and intellect of your people, that we can bypass the archons and connect with the archetype, or the archetype that they really are. Brothers and sisters, it is my intention to destroy the fake spirit that has, or that is driving your soul, that's controlling your body. It is my intention today to destroy the fake, false day moon. You got a counterfeit spirit. So, not you personally, but you know, people you know. So, the counterfeit spirit makes you, or is using your soul, your car, or the steering wheel to drive your car. So, your body is your car. So, I got a car that's my body. I cannot drive my car if I don't have the ability to control my car. So I control my car with the steering column. That's my soul. But I'm a driver. That's my spirit. So the spirit is the person that sits in the car. The soul is the steering wheel that controls the car. The body is the physical car. So in order for me to drive my physical car, even though I have a spiritual body, I need a steering column. If you take out the steering wheel, I cannot control the physical car, even though I have a spiritual body. The most important component on this dimension is the intermediator between heaven and earth. The inability to control the steering column. If I put a 13-year-old child who has a body, spirit, and I give them a car, physical, they're going to be the cause of a certain effect called a wreck. So if I put a child who don't understand how to operate their soul inside of a high-powered vehicle, they're going to crash. That's what's going on in your life. Your soul is not developed. Your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and intellect cannot bridge, cannot build. I cannot bring heaven to earth because the soul, the devil knows he has possession of your soul. He wants to control your mind, your will, your emotions, your imagination, and intellect. How does he do it? Through exposure therapy. And I talked about CBT. I've been talking about cognitive behavioral therapy. That's his tool. What was just done in Hollywood? It just happened. So that was a Hollywood event where they was dressed in some, oh, wow. I didn't watch it. I just saw it on the news. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. They saw, and thanks everybody for the text on the thumbs up. on the audio, because again, it's very important that the audio comes across. So in Hollywood, they just had an event. Now, this event where people were dressed in a lot of different clothing, a lot of different types of clothing, and it was called the Met Gala, M-E-T-G-A-L-A. And they had certain clothes. I saw what, you know, Alicia Keys, and I like Alicia Keys, and she was in green. Old girl that's married to my boy from the Seattle Seahawks. Man, what's her name? I forgot her name. Anyway, all of this represents something. So these Hollywood stars was dressed in a specific manner to bring about a specific result. That's why they call stars. That's why they are in Hollywood. That's why their goal is to make sure that they have a certain effect on you. Because each color that you look at has a specific vibration. And oh yeah, thanks, Brother Alvin. Sierra. So Sierra was dressed. Alicia Keys was dressed. When you see the color, I remember green, emerald green specifically, that's my color. Now, remember, for some reason or another, I've always been drawn to that color since birth. So when I see that color, I know that individual is operating knowingly or unknowingly under the control of a certain disposition. Now, let me make sure you understand, because right now you don't know. Not you personally, but, you know, people you know, without overstanding causality, you cannot control your reality. Now, I've been saying this for eons. So Sierra, I don't know if Sierra knows. Alicia Keys, I don't know if Alicia Keys knows. Everybody in Hollywood, I'm pretty sure that they know. That's how they got to Hollywood. They are a superstar now. You cannot get to Hollywood. Well, you can. There are some people that really don't know. They don't know that. Remember, in order to bring heaven to earth, or in order to establish hell on earth, there are some people, remember, there's a name that at the name of Jesus, everything in heaven, everything on earth, and everything under the earth, every knee must bow. So if you can understand what I understand, you control heaven, earth, and under the earth. So the only way to control heaven, the only way to control, and I use the word control very, very loosely, I really mean understand. The only way you can understand heaven, the only way that you can understand the earth, and the only way that you can understand what's under the earth, the only way that you can understand the Father, the only way that you can understand the Son, the only way that you can understand the Spirit, the only way that you can understand spirit, soul, and body, is that you have to understand that the Spirit means a professional race car driver. The soul means the steering column on a professional race car. And the body means a professional high-performance vehicle. Another way of saying it is video game. Men, y'all, most men, I never got into video games. I don't play video games. For what, some reason, I don't know why. They never appealed to me. But there's a lot of people that like video games. So in video games, like my son, all of my sons, they all played video games. So right now, my little son named Alec. So Alec loves to play video games. Now, at night, he waits. He's smart. He waits till his mama go to bed, and then he goes get a video game, and he goes buck wild. He be screaming and yelling, and they be having conversations on the video game because he has a headset on. Now, when I was a kid, the video game was not interactive. So right now, his emotional response, because remember, if you can engage, the more emotions you engage, the faster you control or transfer a soul possession. Now, what does that mean in English? Remember I told you guys the story. There was a professor at the University of Phoenix who wrote a book called Where There Is a Will, There Is an A. And in this book, he taught me how I went from being a D student to being on straight A student in college. I took the course that was free at the college I was going to right here, San Antonio St. Phillips College. And in this course, it says, where there is no vision, people perish. But where there is a will, there's a way. But in this case, where there is a will, there's an A, meaning a perfect score, a grade. So where there's a will, there's an A said. If you do anything with one sense, you will only retain possibly 10% of what you are trying to retain. If you engage another sense, meaning if you do something with your eyes only, you're going to retain 10% of it. If you do something with your eyes and your ears, you're going to retain 20 or 30% of it. If you do something with your eyes, your ears, and your mouth, you're going to retain more. If you do something with your eyes, ears, mouth, and hands, you're going to. In other words, the more senses you use, the more information you retain, meaning the more of a neurological change takes place, meaning the more you rewrite the brain, meaning the more you connect heaven and earth together, meaning the more that you control your causality, which controls your reality, meaning the more you build a bridge between hell and earth or heaven and earth, depending upon what type of a bridge you're building, meaning connection. So if I can connect you, if I can use your five senses to engage in something, let's say, modern warfare, or a video game where kids are just taking headshots. And my son Kendrick used to play that game. I think it was called Call of Duty. So in that game, Call of Duty, kids play this game. And all you do is have a gun and you shoot people and you kill them. Now, there was another game where they would drive around in cars. I know y'all probably know the game where you just drive around in a car in the whole game and you just kill people. You run them over, you jump out, you kill them. You just all day, every day, if you play this video game, that's what you are bringing, that soul possession. Because now remember, the soul is the mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect. So if you're using something with only your mind, no problem. But if you use your mind and your will, and you use your mind, will, emotions, your imagination, and your intellect, you are processed. You are possessed. So in order for me to get something from hell on earth, I got to use your soul. The devil don't have a soul. He needs your soul. That's why there's no movie where there's spirit possession. There is no movie where there's body possession. Because in order to possess the body, I got to first possess the soul. So in order to establish heaven on earth, I got to use your soul. Now, if you're smart, you will use your own soul. But I can find smart people. I know y'all out there. I know there's some smart people listening to me today. That's why you tuned in. So everything that I do, I use my soul. Now, the only difference between me and you is I know how to use my soul to manifest that car I got in my driveway, the house I'm living in, the woman I'm married to. Everything I've done is the result of me using my freaking soul. There was no God. I didn't pray for nothing. Because God, he's already done everything. When Jesus died on the cross, he said, it is done. It is finished. He said, I'm leaving. I'm out. But I'm going to leave you with the Comforter. Who's the Comforter? The Comforter is the Holy Spirit. That what we call it in the ancient text, it's called the Ruach. It's called the Pneuma. That's your freaking soul. That ain't no mystical dude in the sky. That's you, boo-boo. If it is to be, it is up to me. And right now, you are deferring your power to somebody else. You gave your soul. When you go to church, you give your soul away, and the Reverend Dr. Bishop used your soul. You're supposed to use your soul. If I'm playing a video game, why the hell I'm going to give you the steering column? So if I'm playing, if I got a video game and I'm playing the video game, why am I going to give you the controller to the game? Why would I do that? If I'm taking a test in college, why am I going to have you study the test and then I go take the test and you got all the knowledge? So when I took where there's a will, there's an A, it's a book or course on how to get better grades in college. And I took that. Now you can go to Google right now and type it in. Where there is a will, there's an A. You will see how old it is. Now, I don't even know if you can still order it. I don't know what's that. But remember, the professor name was Claude Olney, O-L-N-E-Y. He was a professor of Arizona State University. And his son could not even get into the college that he was a professor at. So Professor Claude Olney wanted to help his son. He wasn't interested in helping me. Remember, what was his most pressing problem? His son. What was something that was frequently repeated in him that created an emotional response in him? That's his purpose. So right now, your purpose doesn't elicit an emotional response. Therefore, you cannot manifest it. Right now, the difference between me and you is I got something that I will hurt you over. I got something that I'm doing that if you step at me at the wrong date and the wrong time, I'm going to try to take your life. That's the God's honest truth. I'm telling you straight. I got something that I'm so emotional about that if I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong person, I'm going to try everything within my God-given power to end your life if you come between me and my purpose. That's how passionate I am about what I do. Now, you don't have that right now, because if you did, you would not be on this call. You would be out taking lives. If anybody stepped to you between you and your purpose, that's willpower. That's the first ray. That's what we're talking about tonight. That's what we talked about last night. That's the ray that's behind the constellation that's amplified by the sun. When that hits your DNA, you change. That's when you get saved. You ain't fit to live until you fit to die. Any man that puts his hand to the plow and looks back, that man is not fit to enter into heaven, according to the Bible. That means that there is no emotional response. This man wrote a book and did a video for his son. He didn't do it for me, but I can benefit from it because he was a head of the University of Arizona, and his own son couldn't even go to freaking college where he was at. So he said, I got to help my son. So my son, now I'm a father, and I'm willing to do anything for my son, legal or illegal. I don't give a damn. I've already risked going to prison because I promised my daughter if she graduated top or, did certain things in high school, and she did, I would buy her a car. I've told this story. The only time that I came close to going to prison because I took some money with the intention on putting it back. And I went out and I brought my daughter a car, and they found out that I took the money before I could put it back. Why? Why did I do that? The only reason I'm not in prison because my intention was not to go out and buy me a car. My intention was to help somebody else. Do you got something in your life right now that's like that? Do you got something in your life that you're doing it benefits somebody else more than it benefits yourself? If you don't have that, you cannot bring heaven to earth, and you cannot bring hell to earth, depending on what you're trying to do. So you can't bridge. You cannot build a bridge because you ain't got no soul. Now, you got a soul, but your soul is possessed by what? Something else. What? Cars, houses, women, hair, makeup, shoes, other stuff. That crap is temporary. It's not real. You cannot tell me that you're willing to die so that you can get the fake breath. You cannot. Now, you can tell other people, but you can't tell me. Because remember, I've already been where you're trying to go. So I know the difference between something that creates an emotional response and something that is doesn't. You're not elevated in love. You probably fell in love, but you ain't elevated in love. See, perfect love casts out fear. This is how I know. People tell me, Doc, I would do that, but I can't. Yeah, I know why. You're not in love. Now, remember, this is in your Bible. I'm not making it up. How do you establish heaven on earth today? You got to elevate in love. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. When they ask Jesus, what is the greatest commandment of all? He says, love the Lord your God. That's the grant of destiny. Love your destiny with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. That's your soul. Your soul has not found its destiny. That's the only reason you're in Groundhog's Day. That is not a bad thing. That's why you pay me. You pay me to show you and to help you find your destiny, your Dear Kinnear. That's why I do Dear Kinnear reports. This is real life. I'm the reason I can manifest anything I want, because what I want is not what I want. What I want is what God designed me to want. When I was younger, dumber, and stupider, I was just doing anything I wanted. Now I understand my power comes from the 6, 3, 3, 9. Anything out of there, if I want to go and be a 7, I got to work. I got to do what you do. I got to figure out a way to manipulate and con. I need other people's enemy. You know what Hollywood is? Hollywood is a vacuum for people with no souls. Let me say that again. If you are in Hollywood, if you desire to be like somebody in Hollywood, if you desire fame, fortune, that means that you probably ain't got no soul. Why? Because people who desire to be seen, that validates the void. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people that they can go to source themselves. Brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand. For me, I just watch people that don't have souls, and I watch people that do have souls. The people that have souls, they don't know how to use their soul. And so they sell their soul. And you probably sold your soul the way I sold my soul. How? When I was a little kid, I used to get my ass whooped every day. I sold my soul when I was a little kid. Now, I didn't know because nobody told me. How do you sell your soul? When you say this statement, I'm willing to do anything to get blank. The moment you say that, bam, you just sold your soul. You just signed a contract with the devil. You don't even know. Now, remember the word devil, D-E-V-I-L. Turn around, L-I-V-E-D, lived. What you're saying is, I want to live. So when you want to live more than you want purpose, when you love your life more than you love your purpose, you just sold your soul to the devil. You just signed a contract with the devil. And then most people, they find me, they start listening to my shows, and they can't figure out why they can't stop doing, because you haven't canceled that contract. So now you got to go back, you got to cancel the contract that you signed with the devil, because the devil got legal right to run your life because you asked for his help. So I asked for the devil's help. Now remember, since that day to this date, I've never lost a fight. Because when I fight, I don't fight like everybody else fights. So when I fight like the way Bruce Lee fought. So when I fight like the way Mike Tyson fought. So Mike Tyson never went into the ring without first defeating the ring, meaning every man he fought, he beat him before he got in the ring. Same thing with Bruce Lee. Every great fighter does that, because that's what God does. God never starts the beginning until he knows the ending. So I never pursue anything until I've already finished it. So before I start something, it's already finished. It's finished in heaven, in my head. Because whatever you hold in your head, you use your soul to manifest it in your hands. So I put a vision in my head. That's what the Bible says. Where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. So number one problem that everybody on this call got, and you don't got a vision. It's not crystal clear. You got an ideal. You may have a cleverly thought out, you know, plan, but you don't have a vision. Now, a vision is something, not something that you get. A vision is something that you uncover. The Bible says he asked God to remove the scales from their eyes. So right now your eyes is covered, so you can't see your vision. Now, what is your vision? Those four numbers I gave you. Now, the four numbers contain something. But you just see a number. Like, my numbers are 6, 3, 3, 9. So when I first got my numbers, they didn't mean nothing to me. Okay, so number 6 means compassion. Number 3 means creative. The other 3 means creative. 9 means, you know, humanitarian, royalty, priesthood. Okay, how do I monetize that? Nobody could tell me. So I had to ask Source. And so the only way that you can manifest anything, understanding biology. So I started with biology. Then I got into, I already had theology. Then biology. Then I understood, okay, in order for my neurons to bridge the gap between my synapses inside of your brain, there is something called a synaptic gap. Your brain cannot rewire itself because the gap between each neuron. Father, touch the minds of your people. So the synapse, how you ever say it. If you go to Google and you type it in, you got 3 different types for the Father, for the sun, for the ruach. So this is the neuromuscular electrical synapses that allows an electrical charge to jump. Now, in the Bible, the word C-H-R-I-S-M, which is the underlining meaning of the word Christ, it means gulf, G-U-L-F. That means gap. So the word Christ in the Bible means the ability to bridge the gap. Oh, man, y'all didn't get it. That's why I don't debate, man. Are you telling me, you mean to tell me that the word Christ means chrism? It means chasm. Now, it means crier. It means, I mean, there are seven Greek words for every one English word. Do you know all seven Greek words? If you don't, you cannot bridge the gap. That is, you don't have a permit that allows the neuron, which is a nerve cell, to pass an electrical and chemical charge from one neuron to another. This is called target effector cells. You got a target EFFECTOR cell. So your neurons know, man, he not in it to win it. So the neurons, they're not going to fire. Now, you motivated, you excited, you watched a couple of, you went to a couple of, you know, Amway pep rallies, and, you know, you got a couple of, you know, multi-level marketing, you know, gurus who pumping you up. You know, you saw the advertisement for Bitcoin, and oh, you can make a lot of money doing Bitcoin. And so you're going to jump on the bandwagon, and ain't got nothing to do with your numbers. That's not going to bridge the gap. Now, that takes a lot of energy. Can you do it? Yes, but how do you do it? You got to be like Hollywood. How does Hollywood become a star? They take your energy. Every time you watch somebody in Hollywood, they stealing your chi. Remember, energy flows where attention goes. So every time you watch Love and Hip Hop, what is happening? Your energy has been siphoned. Every time you go to church, what happens? Your energy has been siphoned. It's been siphoned. Every time you go to a concert, what happens? Every time you go to a football game, I was wondering why I never had no energy to create nothing when I was really involved in sports. All my energy went to the San Antonio Spurs. All my energy went to the Dallas Cowboys. Just by watching, remember, the watcher determines what is observed. Remember in the private soul, I talked about the seven watchers. There's only seven angels. If those seven angels disappeared, the earth would disappear. The observer determines what is observed. So God put these angles to maintain this physicality. So your physicality is the result of your angle, meaning what you watch. If you want to change what you got in your physical life, change what you're watching in your spiritual world. If you want to change what's going on in your physical life, change what's going on in your mental life. Now, I talk to people, I just watch. I watch people because they telling me I want a different physical response, but there is no change in their spiritual reality. The way you bring about a change is your soul. The spirit never changes. It's eternal. It comes from God. But the soul may or may not be connected to the spirit. So the soul is the mediator between God and man. The soul is the mediator between cause and effect. So you tell me there's an effect. Something bad happened in your life. Okay, what caused it? I know exactly what caused it. Your soul. How does your soul cause? Because the soul is the mediator between the wave and the particle. This is physics now. Now, in physics, the optical nerve is the mediator. That's the soul. Because the soul is made up of the mind, will, emotion, imagination, and the intelligence or the intellect. To the degree that you use one or all of those, that determines the speed by which whatever's in your head manifests in your hands. The fact that you are only using one piece of the soul is going to take 20, 30, 40 years for it to manifest in your life. If you put something in your head on Monday, it will be in your hands by Friday. If you use your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect, that's all I do. All I do is, that's why I can do stuff so fast. So people ask me, damn, Doc, how do you lose 30 pounds in 2 weeks? How do you gain 30 pounds in 2 weeks? How do you stop cold turkey from eating this or eating that? How do you go here? How do you go there? I can get in my car right now and I can drive, like when we drove to Boise, when we drove back, I drove straight through all the way. I don't know if my wife helped me drive, but we basically drove nonstop. So when I go pick up my daughter in Nacogdoches, Texas, then I go down to Dallas, then I go to Houston, then I come back to San Antonio. I do all of that driving usually in one day. Nonstop. Other than for gas and restroom and that kind of stuff. But the energy doesn't go away because the energy doesn't come from me. It comes from the spirit realm because the spirit realm is eternal. I just use my soul to connect to the spirit realm to control the physical realm. So I can control the physical realm by understanding how to use my soul to tap into the spirit realm. Because my spirit is a 6339 spirit. Your spirit is based upon your numbers. So I know my spirit. So since I know my spirit, I don't use my soul for anything that doesn't align with my spirit. Now, when I was young, dumb, and stupid, I used to do that. I used to take my soul, and I used to connect it with somebody else's spirit that wasn't a 6339 spirit. And that don't work. I am not designed to play that game. You cannot put a round peg in a square hole. That's why relationships don't work. So if you don't know yourself, and if you don't know the other person, you don't know their soul. And their soul will let you know their spirit. They don't even know. So right now, I don't need the numbers. Now I've done this so long, I can tell a person's number by the expression of their physicality. So I can control somebody's physicality. And remember, the word control just simply means understand. It doesn't mean that you make somebody do what you do. That's witchcraft. I'm talking about I understand you. So I watch you and I watch somebody do something. And before it would bother me. Now it doesn't bother me because now I understand the person and I understand the effect. Now, if you don't understand the effect, that's going to mess up your spirit and you're going to have destination addiction like I did. So the reason why my marriage and my relationship with my family and everything works when nobody really believes the same thing that I believe or operate the same way I operate is because I took time to understand myself, and by understanding myself, that allows me to understand everybody else. I did not study anybody else. I studied myself. So the fact that you're trying to control other people or other places or other things, I'm not trying to understand money. I don't have to study the stock market. If I want to master the stock market, I just master myself. And then I use my soul to draw the stock market. You see, you're studying effect. You're not studying cause. That's the only difference between me and you. I spend every day of my life studying myself. I spend no time studying nobody else. So I got self-mastery. Since I got self-mastery, I've studied myself so much, I've elevated myself. Now I know myself. So anything that comes, so energy comes into my life and it doesn't match myself. I'm a very compassionate person. Somebody comes into my life, they have no compassion whatsoever. You think I try to give them my compassion? Now, when I was young, dumb, and stupid, yes. Now, I reject the compassion. How? I mean, their lack of compassion. How? Remember, to stop something, start something. Father, touch the minds of your people. To stop energy coming in, start energy going out. To stop negative energy from coming in, start positive energy going out. Somebody negative comes into my life, I send out positive energy into their life. I don't fight negativity with. I don't come down to nobody's level no more. I'm too busy making money. I'm too busy living my dream. I'm too busy having fun. Everybody else got drama. Everybody else, man, the kids acting crazy. You know, the dog bit the cat. You know, the neighbors don't talk to you, you know, car acting up. Other day I came home, I just bought a brand new car. I came back from Dallas and the other car wouldn't start. I got home, the wife said, man, I don't know what happened to the car. I've had that car for 3-4 years. Perfect. No problem whatsoever. Come home from Dallas, car wouldn't start. First thing is get mad, get angry. Second thing is it's a freaking car. Obviously, it's been working perfectly, so there's probably a simple solution. Oh, yeah, that's right. I pay insurance. I pay a lot of money for insurance. I ain't filed no claim. I got AAA. They got a dude come out and look. Hey, that's why I pay them. Call them suckers. Why am I going to get my hands dirty? I'm paying them for what? So I called AAA. Yeah, we come out with anything. Yeah, my car stalled. They came out here, dude, he's like, man, the battery's gone, homie. You got a dead cell. It won't even hold a charge. Really? Well, we got batteries right here. And I'll put it in, blah, blah, blah. Now, it's going to cost you some money. Okay, no problem. I make money. Simple problem, simple solution. Now, the old me, I'd have went off. I'd have been pissed off. I'd have been angry. I'd have been upset. I'd have been blah, blah, blah. It was a simple problem. That wasn't a problem. The battery, I've had the same battery for 4 years. Okay, so it was about time to replace the battery. So I just replaced the battery. Zoom, car started right back up. Move on with my day. Your job is to understand every time something happens with you, stop. If something really, really good happens, stop and ask yourself, does that align with my purpose? Now, I just told you guys, now this just happened. Remember I told you guys, the bank made an error. They put almost $1 million in my account. So I had a client call me, and the client said that they made a deposit for $1,200. The bank credited them $12,000. What should they do? Take out the money and run? No. Why not? Does that align with your purpose? Now, energy came in the form of money, free money. Now, the old me, I would have went to the ATM, and the thought that I had when that $800,000, that over $800,000 came into my account, the thought was same thing. Go take out a couple of $100,000 immediately. So by the time the bank figured out, hey, at least you got the money. But then my spirit said, hold up. I thought you got a plan to bring in $1 million by getting 500 people, getting 200 people to pay you $5,000, or getting 1,000 people to pay you $1,000, or get 500 people to pay you $2,500. Isn't that our plan? Aren't we almost at that point? Didn't we just negotiate and then we just talk to a company who's willing to pay you, you know, $1 million for your services? That's not how we set up to bring in $1 million. The $1 million wasn't, we did not order a banking error. So that's a setup. So if you respond to that with your attention, you're going to bring that, which means drama, because it's illegal to take money that ain't yours, regardless of how it was deposited into the account. That is actually a crime. If you knowingly take money that ain't yours, you know it ain't yours. Why would you do that? So my spirit told my soul, my mind, will, emotion, imagination said, this is easy money. And my spirit says nothing is easy unless it comes from me. So that did not align with my design. I didn't order that. So therefore, I didn't respond to it. So let me ask you a question. What did you order? What have you set in place? Did you look at your numbers? What is your spirit? Now, you got a spirit. And the way that you understand your spirit, because a spirit is the most predominant thought. That's a spirit. You can have a spirit of alcohol. You can have a spirit of lust. You have a spirit of fear. But there's only one spirit you should have. That's the spirit of perfection, according to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. That's your spirit. So if you got anything other than love, power, sound mind, boo-boo, you tongue-kissing the devil in the mouth, and that ain't a good look. I keep telling y'all that's not a good look. Because I'm going to take a picture of you. I'm going to post it up on Facebook of you tongue-kissing the devil in the mouth. I don't recommend that. It's not. I'm telling you, people are going to laugh at you. So if you got a feeling, if any thought come into your head that is not, God has not given us a spirit of fear. So if a thought comes into your head that said, oh, you got an IRS letter, be afraid, be very, hold up, what? Hold up, time out. Now this is what I do. IRS send me a letter. We're going to take all your shiznits. Tear that sucker up, put it in the shredder. But Brother Will, what if I don't give up? I handle it when they show up. Until then, party like a rock, party like a rock star. It's on and popping. We just party over here. I don't do fear. Well, Brother Will, this could happen. It could happen. I could get hit by a Mack truck tomorrow. So until that Mack truck shows up, I ain't worrying about no damn Mack truck. See, y'all worrying about shit that ain't real. And the devil knows that. That's why he steals your attention. So he's driving your soul. Your soul is who's controlling your soul right now? The dominant culture. Everything you do, you got from figuring out the clothes you wear. You wearing skinny jeans. Why? Why are you wearing skinny jeans? Why? Because everybody else is wearing skinny jeans. The skinny jeans line up with your numbers. It don't line up with my numbers, boo-boo. So you will never see my little short behind in no damn skinny jeans. Does wearing Air Jordans wear line up with my purpose and my destiny? Does watching Love and Hip Hop line up with my purpose and my destiny? Does anything that is being promoted by the dominant culture, is there anything on TV that's taking me in the direction of my God-given destiny? Answer, no. That's why I don't watch TV. I only watch movies and shows that has a spiritual message that's going to give me a freaking lesson so I can share it with you. I decode the devil. I don't hang out with him. I expose him. My job is to replace error with truth. What's your job? So if you're doing anything that doesn't align with your job, you are possessed. I mean, not you personally, you know, but, you know, people you know. That's why you and Groundhog's Day. Again, not you personally, but people you know. So the only way to overstand causality is for you to control your reality. And the only way to control your reality is for you to control causality. What is causality? My spirit, not my soul. The cause of everything is the spirit. You got the wrong spirit. The soul just amplifies the spirit. So when I see people going off on people, when I see people angry, when I see stuff happening, everybody looks at the effect. Oh, why is this person doing this? Why is this person doing this? I don't care what they do. I'm just interested in why. I know why they're doing it. Because the reason everybody on earth, bar none, does everything on earth, bar none, is because, number one, they don't feel loved. Number two, they don't feel valued. Number three, they don't feel respected. See, if you disrespect me, I'm going to disrespect you. I'm keeping it real, boo-boo. If you don't value me, I don't value you. If you don't love me, I damn sure don't love you. So it's real simple. That's life. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to put a round peg in a square hole. I recommend that you stop doing that. That dog don't hunt. Okay, Doc, that sounds great, brother. What do you do? I recommend you be a soul man. You already got a spirit. You ain't got to go get one. You ain't got to go buy one. You already got one. So what is a soul man? A soul man is somebody who understands where there's a will, there's an A. In that book, it says the only way that you cannot make an A is if you don't study. The only way that you don't study is because you're studying wrong. The only way you're studying wrong is that you're not using your five senses when you study. Most people don't. So when I study, and people ask, man, how do I learn so fast? When I study, I use my mind, my will, my emotion, my imagination, and my intellect, all five pieces. When I study, I use all five senses. Not only while I read it, I'm also playing it in my ear. I also hear it. If there's a way that I can smell it, I also associate it with a particular smell because that triggers a particular memory. Smells are spells. If you study with a specific smell, an incense, that's why the witches use sage and all this other stuff, because they know the smell will trigger the memory. And then if you can touch or feel something, that's why video and audio and smell and, again, touch. If you can then use all five senses, you will contain all information. The fact that you're not using all of your five senses when you are assimilating information. Right now, we're just using one sense. What are we using? Audio. So I'm talking and you're hearing. So if I was doing audio and video, better retention. If I was doing audio, video, and smell, more retention. Audio, visual, smell, touch. So that means you got to do that on your own if it's something that's highly important to you. Now, that's a technique. That's great. I don't need techniques no more. Now, that's where I started at. I started using techniques. I started using trinkets. And I started using technology. I would play audio on my ear. Now, I don't need none of that BS. I don't need no technique. I don't need no trinket. I don't need no toy, because I use my soul now. I don't use my five senses. I use my 12, not five, spiritual senses that we talked about inside of the last series that we did, and we're going to talk about in this series. It's inside of my book, The Ontological History of Mankind and Planet Earth. That these 12 senses match up with the 12 houses of the zodiac sign, that match up with the 12 constellations, that match up with the 12 cranial nerves inside of the brain, that match up with the 12 primary meridian lines in the body, that match up with the 12 tectonic plates in the earth. That makes you all knowing. That makes you all power. That makes you all present. That makes you all simplistic. And that makes you all benevolent. If you use your 12 spiritual senses, everything, this is why I don't recommend this, because everything will manifest in your life. Everything. So what if you dislike somebody? Remember I told you guys how I manifest a getting T-boned in a car in an accident? I could have lost my life, or worst case scenario, my wife who was riding with me, who knew nothing about it, could have lost. So I don't like sharing this because I know very few people are aware of this. Very few people can understand how to use balance, smell, taste, sight, warmth, hearing, your words, your thoughts, your spirit, your touch, your life, your love, your light. Very few can understand those 12. I ain't met nobody, even myself. I'm still in training. Because if you use those 12, they control the seven. The seven rays or the glory. That is how you get in contact with the 12 outer senses that control the seven inner or the five inner senses. Then everything that your hand touched, remember, at the Tower of Babel, there was one language and one accord that was nothing that they could not accomplish. That is when you use your soul, your mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect. When those five are controlled by the seven, which is controlled by the 12, there's nothing that you cannot accomplish. That's when you establish heaven on earth. That's when it's as above, so below. That's when the macro is manifested in the micro. That is true manifestation. That is how you walk in the spirit. And then you will not fulfill the, it's impossible. The word cannot return void. It must accomplish that for which it is sent. That's what the Bible says. Do you understand what that means? It cannot, that means it got to manifest. That's why this is the most dangerous. This is so dangerous, because if you don't have love in your heart, you could actually dislike somebody and you could hurt somebody. You could really cause somebody to have an accident, or you could have an accident because it comes back on you. So the inability to understand what is called rhythmical thinking. The ability to understand the cyclicalness of creation. So everybody on this call, everything that's happening in your life is because of a lack of knowledge. Just like it says in the Bible, my people perish for lack of knowledge. That's it. There is no devils. There is no demons. Well, let me rephrase that. I can't say that there ain't none. I'm just saying that they busy doing their thing. They not interested in you, boo-boo. They got bigger fish to fry. They trying to take over the world. You just one little dot in the world. You think the devil's after you? No, boo-boo, the devil is trying to take over the freaking cosmos. You just one speck of a plethora of specks. He knows if he controls the cosmos, you inside the cosmos. He don't have to go after you individually. He's going after the cosmos. He's the prince of the power of the air. He ain't interested in you. He already got you, because he got the cosmos. So your job is to build a bridge between heaven and earth. So you get out of the cosmos and you return back to heaven. That's your job. Your job is to establish heaven on earth. Your job is to understand the difference between the soul realm and the spirit realm, because that controls the physical realm. So if you want to manifest anything physically, I don't care if it's wealth, if it's healing in your body, if it's wisdom in your mind, if it's a relationship with yourself, with your God, and with others, the way that you do it is to understand the soul. Brothers and sisters, as we close today's message, your soul is your mind, your will, your imagination, and your intellect. Each part of the soul is important. The mind-body connection, which is the soul, because when everybody think about the soul, they think about only the mind, even though the mind is only one piece of the five pieces of the soul, but it is a big piece, because the mind is different from the brain. The mind controls the physical brain. So everything that the Bible talks about is inside of the brain. So the brain contains the pineal gland. It contains the pons. It contains the medulla oblongata. It contains the hippocampus, the pituitary gland, the amygdala, the hypothalamus, the thalamus, the limbic system, the frontal lobe, the neocortex, the paleocortex, the reptilian cortex, the corpus callosum. All of this is contained inside of the brain. All of that is contained inside of the Old Testament, inside of the temple. So everything that is mentioned inside of the temple is mentioned inside of the brain. How do you program the subconscious mind and the unconscious mind to manifest consciously? Let me say that again. How do you control the subconscious and the unconscious so that way everything is done consciously? Let me say that again. How do you control the subconscious and the unconscious so that way everything becomes conscious? This is the secret to what they call mental magic. This is how to use the full power of your soul to manifest in your life. This is called getting in the flow. This is all taught by all of the quote-unquote occult gurus out there on the occult level. But this is not taught inside of no church. We do not understand the five senses. So your five senses line up exactly with the five frequencies that's inside of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. This is how you control your soul. So that way the devil can possess your soul or prostitute your soul. I recommend you drive. You're sitting in the driver's seat. Put both hands on the steering wheel, please. How do you put both hands on the steering wheel so you drive the car? So anything that you want to manifest in your life, as long as it aligns, even if it doesn't align with your God-given design, I just recommend that you do things that align with what you design. Now, you can do what the Luciferians do, and you can, if it feels good, do it. Do as thy wilt. Then you become a part of the Thylemic Art of the Golden Dawn. You become a part of the Lucent Trust that we've been talking about in the last night in the Providence message. Now, if you want to do that, knock yourself out, boo-boo. You get no opposition from me. I'm not on that program. I'm not here to, if it feels good, fulfill it. I don't endorse that, because somebody's going to come up and say, hey, well, I like fondling little boys and I'm old as dirt. Because, again, do as thy wilt. That is the number one law of the Luciferians. Do as thy wilt. I don't subscribe to that. I subscribe to do as thou art designed. God doesn't design grown men to fondle little boys. Not the one that I know. You cannot tell me that, man. I don't care if it's inside of the Jewish Talmud. No grown man should be fondling no 13-year-old boy. I don't give a damn in what book is written. That does not come from source. Because I was a little boy, and I know how it feels to have a grown man trying to fondle you. It don't feel good. I know from personal experience. I ain't read that shit in no book. So you can tell that to other people, but you can't tell me that source code want a 40-year-old grown man fondling a 13-year-old boy. That's not, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Your mind is not sound if you think fondling little boys is cool. See, we lie to ourselves, man. That is not from God. The Father didn't tell you that. If you hurting somebody, that did not come from God. You mean to tell me for you're going to promote business over somebody's personal feelings? The first thing, your first kind of bit, the Bible says, if you have an ought with your brother, leave your gift at the altar. Go to your brother and ask for forgiveness. So you mean to tell me you're going to promote business or you're going to promote some other agenda over the feelings? My job is to make sure that you feel loved, valued, and respected before there's any exchange of any information. That's extremely important for you and everybody to know. That, my brothers and sisters, is how you drive the car, how you manifest stuff. This is called emotional positioning. Emotional positioning that brings about the current situation to manifest in your life. As I posted on my Facebook page earlier today, if you keep remembering, it's called negative event recall. I know a lot of people that do negative event recall. So if you keep doing negative event recall, it's called remembering. That's repositioning. If you keep, see, whatever you recall, that's what you are recalling. So negative event recall, the brain is going to carry it out. The brain carries out whatever you recall. So since the brain is going to carry out whatever I recall using my five senses, I might as well recall something good so I can change any situation with my recall. That's my soul. So my soul don't give a damn about reality. My soul don't care whether I got money in the bank or not. My soul does not care. My soul only care if I can use my mind, my will, my emotions, my imagination, and my intellect. If I got money in my mind, if I got money in my will, if I got money in my emotions, if I got money in my imaginations, and if I got money in my intellect, I got money. It has nothing to do with reality. So my reality is changed by my mentality. My soul drives my physicality. Let me say that again. My soul controls my physicality. Let me say that again. My soul controls my physicality. And my spirit controls my soul. Let me say that again. You can change your physicality by changing your mentality, your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. You need all five, not just one. So everybody says you bring about what you think about. Okay, you bring about what you think about. You bring about what you feel about. You bring about what you imagine about. You bring about what you will about. You bring about what you intellectualize. So if I can come up with an intellectual way that is based upon reason and logic, and I did, 2,000 times 5. Do the math. Take 200 times 5. What do you get? Take 1,000 times 1. What do you get? Take 500 times 2.5. What do you get? All those numbers equals to 1 million. That's reasonable and that's logical, is it not? So if you can reason about reason and logic, if you can use, again, your will, your emotion, your imagination, your intellect, and your reason and your logic, that's your soul. If you can use your soul, all five pieces, the only difference between me and you, the reason I can use my causality to control my reality is I use all five. I'm more invested or I'm more elevated. Meaning I use all five. Where did I get the five from? Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, has the ability to divide. Spirit, one. Soul, two. Joint, marrow, three. And is discerned of the thoughts, four. And the intents, five, of the heart. The word of God cannot return void. It must accomplish that for which it is sent. It cannot return void as long as it's the word of God. What is the word of God? For me, the word of God is 6339. Is anything I say that's a six, bam, it happens. Anything I say that's a three, bam, it happens. Anything I say that's another three, bam, it happens. Anything I say that's a nine, bam, it happens. Why? It ain't me saying it, it's God. God eternal within the body. God is operating. That's your soul. Your soul is God. The spirit uses the soul to control the body. Let me say it again. The spirit uses the soul to control the body. But see, your body is using your soul to disconnect from your spirit. That's what's going on in Hollywood and everywhere on the freaking globe. Everybody's using their flesh. Their flesh says, we want some alcohol, a.k.a. alcohol. The flesh is crying out for alcohol. So the mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect comes up with a way to get alcohol. But the spirit is not designed for alcohol. So we got to disconnect from the spirit so we can carry out what the soul want to do. That's called demonic possession or soulular possession. So the soul is possessed by alcohol or cocaine or sugar or whatever the dominant culture, this harmonious arrangement has given you. So everybody's possessed because that's the only way that you can do what you do, because you got to be disconnected from the soul. I'm sorry, from the spirit. But once you bring the spirit, once you walk in the spirit, according to the scripture, what happens? What happens when you walk in the spirit, my brother? What happens when you walk in the spirit, my sister? Did y'all not read the scripture? Oh, y'all didn't read it? Okay, that turns your coat on. Let's read it, Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. This I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not. That means it's not happening. Fulfill. That means bring to fruition the lust. That's the opposite of love. Of the flesh. Your flesh is warring against your spirit. The spirit is warring against it. The flesh is using your soul to disconnect you from your spirit. The spirit wants to use your soul to control your flesh. To the degree that you can understand, it's about the soul building a bridge between your spirit and your flesh. The moment that you take your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, your imagination, and your intellect, and you tell soul, we're going to connect with spirit. I don't care if you like it or not. And every day you wake up, you tell your mind, you tell your will, you tell your emotions, you tell your imagination, and tell your intellect, we are 6339. Today, tomorrow, and every day, your flesh must line up. It must. The only way to do this, brothers and sisters, is for you to walk in the spirit. That means that the spirit has to control the soul, not the flesh. Once you do that, that's how you manifest. Without understanding causality, you cannot control reality. Without understanding the spirit realm, you cannot control the physical realm. Without understanding how to build a bridge between the spirit realm and the physical realm, you cannot establish heaven on earth. You are a soul man. You are a soul woman. Use your soul. Use your mind. Use your will. Use your emotion. Use your imagination. Use your intellect. Right now, somebody else is using your mind. Somebody else is using your will. Somebody else is using your emotion. Somebody else is using your imagination. Somebody else is using your intellect. That's somebody else at the TV. That somebody else is the Reverend, not the Bishop. That somebody else is the supervisor on your job. That somebody else is your husband. Somebody else is your wife. Somebody else is your children. Somebody is controlling you because it's not your spirit. Because the spirit, once you are under the control of the spirit, guess what happens? It's self-evident. What is the fruit of the spirit? Anybody? Anybody? I know y'all are all astute individuals. I don't insult anybody. What is the result of the spirit? This is proof. So you can prove it by using the scriptures. Or you can use science, or you can use biology. What is the fruit? The word fruit, that basically means the result. Now, if you walk in the spirit using your 12 senses, not five, you have something called fruit. Let's close with the fruit of the spirit. This is fruitology. I've already did that series. The fruit of the flesh versus the fruit of the spirit. You got one of these, brothers and sisters. You either got the fruit of the flesh, or you got the fruit of the spirit found in Galatians chapter 5, 21, 22, 23. We all know it. I know it by heart. You guys might want to read it, Galatians 5, 22. Fruit of the spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, kindness. Why? Against such things, there is no law. Brothers and sisters, it's really sad because we perish for lack of knowledge. We studying all this other stuff. We going to all these different gurus. We reading all of these different books. We're trying so hard. And God is omnisimplistic. All you got to do is use your soul to build a bridge between heaven and earth. All you got to do is use your soul to build a bridge between where you are at right now today and where you want to be tomorrow. If where you are at today and where you are at or where you want to be tomorrow, if those two are not the same, you got to use your soul to build a bridge between where you are at today and where you want to be tomorrow. And make sure where you want to be tomorrow lines up with your design, not with your fleshly lust. The bridge works. That's the problem. The problem is it works. It's just a tool. Just like a hammer. You can use it for evil. You can use it for good. The soul can be used for good. The soul can be used for evil. I just recommend that you use your soul for good. And what is good? Good is your design. Because your design comes from God. It doesn't come from man. God gave me the letters of my name. God gave me the date that I entered into this dimension. God gave me my blood type. Man nor woman gave me my blood. Man nor woman gave me the date that I was born. Man or the place that I was born. And man nor woman gave me the name. Even though we may think I named all five of my kids, especially the girls, but the ideals for the name came from source. So did yours. Your job is to take your spirit and let it control your soul, mind, will, emotion, magic, intellect. And remember, your spirit is the four numbers inside your Dear Kenny report that makes up the ingredients of the spirit, at least the basic ingredients. The 12 numbers makes up the entire ray of your soul. I'm sorry, of your spirit. Your spirit, then it takes control of the soul. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So you take love, power, and a sound mind. That controls your mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect. That then controls the physicality. And if you do those three things, I guarantee you, you will be living wealth, health, wisdom, and Tokyo in relationship. Because the word cannot return void. That's how you build a bridge between heaven and earth. That's how we build a bridge between you and me. And that's how we build a bridge between cause and effect. And you control the type of relationship that you have with everybody on earth. It doesn't depend upon them. It depends upon you. You control whether you establish heaven on earth. And you control, you are the cause behind every effect that happens in your life. You, nobody else. So brothers and sisters, please join me if you're not already listening to the private series that we're doing on demystifying you, demystifying causology, or DO, or astro theology, because that's what you are. Make sure that you email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Cost of the series now is $100. Make sure that you join me on this 7-hour series, which includes this message. When it's 14 hours, but again, I always over-deliver. Make sure, brothers and sisters, that you own this call because I'm giving the more details. This was a broad overview. Tonight, we give you the step-by-step details of putting one brick at a time so that way you build the bridge between heaven and earth. So that way, whatever is in heaven manifests here on earth. And all I can tell you, heaven is a beautiful place. Let's make earth look just like heaven. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you, God. Bless you as a name that no man can pronounce. May the Ruach and the Nuba that set apart one continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because they will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless.
Yeah, never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God, dude.
life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Better watch out for them fake fools.